Waking Up Singapore. Can I get up, 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 up? The Big Show on Kiss 92. Can I get up?
Good morning, Singapore. Welcome to the biggest and best breakfast show in Singapore. We are the Big Show. Glenn, Angel and the Flying Dutchman. Angel is on leave. Funny thing is, it was Angel who suggested today's guest.
Yes, it was.
Right? And she's missing out today. She's we have a superstar out. In the studio. He is none other than Darnie, Singaporean-born beatboxer, musician and content creator. Now, Darnie is a Singaporean-born beatboxer who has received the title of Grand Beatbox Battle Champion, not once, but twice, in 2013 and 2014. He has opened for the likes of the Black Eyed Peas, Kanye West, Lady Gaga, Flux Pavilion, and perform during Mariah Carey's concert as well. He is Darnie! Good morning, Darnie.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. I was watching some of your videos earlier this morning before the show started. You do some incredible stuff, man.
Thank you.
You really do.
How did you get into beatboxing?
Basically, I just was interested in sounds and, like, you know, rhythms. And I was quite fascinated by, like, the instrumental part of it.
Okay.
And then I just tried imitating it, you know.
Okay.
And it was fun because I think I had an affinity to how to actually, like, replicate sounds from the get-go. But, you know, it was not that good, you know. But people were still impressed, like, you know. Yeah. So it actually gave me some motivation to, like, you know, pursue it further.
Okay, you've honed your skill. I think we all grew up wanting to make sounds, imitating sounds. When we watched Police Academy, there was this guy who used to make, you know, all these sounds. And it was incredible. But we never could do it the way he did it, you know. Or back when Bobby McFerrin, for example, was churning out, like, Don't Worry, Be Happy and all that. You know, he was doing all these things and we were like, we're trying to do these things, but we couldn't.
Couldn't do it.
But you are absolutely amazing. I mean, how did you hone your skill? How much time did it take for you to practice to get to that level that you were satisfied with?
Not like we never get satisfied with our level. It's just, you know, constant practice and a constant urge to learn something new. So, for example, like when I learn a sound, I want to, you know, like a basic sound.
Okay.
I'm thinking of how to develop it and make it sound better. So then I will learn other sounds and then I'll try to, like, put them together. It's like a Lego blocks, you know? So basically just building. It's basically engineering.
So give us an example of a basic sound, and FD and myself will try to make that one basic sound. Okay.
Oh, you want to start right now?
Yeah. Let's just go right now.
I'm ready.
Okay. Just basic.
Basic?
Yeah, basic.
Basic. So basically, like, boots and cats is the most basic thing. When you say boots and cats.
Okay.
Boots and cats.
Yeah, boots and cats.
Boots and cats.
So it's boots and cats, boots and cats, boots and cats, boots and cats,
boots and cats, boots and cats, boots and cats, boots and cats.
We can do our own record, dude!
So easy now.
Boots and cats, boots and cats, boots and cats, and boots and cats.
But it sounds like we're saying boots and cats.
It does!
Yeah. So there's one more I have learned, like, to teach a very interesting pattern. It's learning some Bahasa Melayu or Bahasa Indonesia.
Okay.
Wait, it's still early. I forgot. You know, pantas means quick, right?
Backside. Oh, no.
Pantas.
Pantas.
It means quick.
Okay, pantas.
Cicak is lizard.
Correct.
Cicak. Yes. Okay, pantas cicak.
Puncak.
Puncak.
Go to top.
Okay.
Puncak. Pantas cicak puncak.
Ke puncak is over the top again.
Okay.
Like to the top again, to the peak again.
This is easy for him because he took Malay.
Yeah, but I'm still getting lost here.
Okay, so it's like the quick lizard, like, goes to the peak and then goes over the peak again. Okay. And it's quite cool. It sounds great. So it goes like this.
Okay.
Pantas cicak puncak, puncak, ke puncak. Pantas cicak puncak, puncak, ke puncak.
You know what?
Like,
oh,
I can't do that.
Chaka-boom, chaka-boom, chaka-boom. Yeah. That's what
pretty,
I heard.
That's pretty good as well,
that's
right?
That's good.
My goodness.
That's good.
I think FD has some potential.
Yeah. That's all I heard. I didn't hear anything.
It's good, though. We'll send to get the second half.
Yeah.
We'll send FD to Dani for some lessons. And then
so
maybe
cool.
We can do something for the big show.
That'd
right?
be so cool. That'd
okay, we're
so
speaking cool. to Dani right here on The Big Show and The Big Show TV. We'll continue talking to Dani on The Big Show TV right now. It is Wednesday, the 31st of May.
So
that's brilliant.
It's brilliant, I know. But so before we came on, I was talking to Dani, and it's very interesting because beatboxing is not just about the vocal.
Yeah.
There's more to it than that, right?
Yeah. Beatboxing is more like involves more muscle groups in the voice, like, you know, vocal only consists of the vocal cords and maybe your vowels, like, you know, how you pronounce. It's like,
yeah,
basically you need to stretch, right?
Okay.
But beatboxing also involves like the other muscles, like the inner, like, I don't know how to call it, the inner throat muscle.
Yeah.
If I want to do a bass line, I need to activate that. Or like if I want to do, okay, I can demonstrate. So it's
yeah.
like,
good Lord.
See, it's when I go low. So I need to warm it up.
Oh my god.
It's the morning.
Goodness.
I haven't
good
warmed up.
Grief.
I'll cough now if I try to
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, I would.
Especially
yeah.
now I'm having a little, you know, my throat's a bit irritated. So for example, I mean, if you come down with like a little cough or, you know,
oh, yeah.
your throat is irritated,
yeah.
it would be impossible to
yeah, if you have
to
cough,
beatbox.
If you have a cough, you would it's harder to beatbox because your voice becomes thin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the cough.
Yeah.
And maybe sometimes when you beatbox you feel like coughing in between.
Yeah, exactly.
But maybe you can like improvise if, you know, when it comes to the crunch time you need to improvise.
Have you been in a situation like
yes,
that before?
Yeah, I learned this beat. I learned like pat 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 yum 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 yum.
Wow.
Damn.
And that sounded like it was in stereo.
Exactly.
That I can't believe it.
I can't believe what comes out of your mouth. It's just, it's crazy.
But you see, he has to be of, you know, a certain standard in order to open for the likes of Kanye West
and people like this, right?
How was that, opening for Kanye West? How did that gig come about?
Oh, I don't know. I forgot, man. It's so long ago.
that was before he went all out of
strange.
Control.
Yeah. It was his prime time.
Yeah. Wow.
That was his Glow in the Dark tour, remember?
Okay.
Like, okay, yeah.
You know when he had the shades.
The shades.
Oh, yeah,
that's
okay.
Shades,
yeah. That was like, what, 10 years ago? No, less.
No, just like a few years ago.
When would that
just
be?
Just kidding.
You can't remember.
No,
so.
I can't remember.
Where was it?
It was at a stadium. National Stadium?
Oh,
Indoor
when
stadium?
He came down.
When he came here, right. Okay.
I was at that concert.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That
and
was
then,
quite long ago.
Right.
That would have been a while ago, for sure.
But less than 10 years, I think.
I
less.
Don't know.
When you first started out, have you always been solo or have you worked with groups?
Yeah, work with like locally, like
yeah.
DJ Coldflow back then, and some. And when I was in Europe, because I went there for like 10 years, I moved out. Went
but,
with,
oh,
in
okay.
Europe, I was in a beatbox group, and then we have a duo, you know, with a singer, and then yeah. And
wow,
then,
bro, how early did you start? You look like you're in
yeah.
your 20s, soon, you know.
I took the young pill.
The young pill.
Seriously, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you tell me you were in Europe for 10 years.
10 years.
And then I'm looking at you, I'm like, you started when you were like 10 years old?
I started when I was like 14.
Okay.
Yeah. 14, wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Who inspired you when you were starting out? Who were your inspirations?
Oh, you know what? When I was, okay. So this is the thing. When I was like young, I was listening to a lot of 987.
No, it's okay.
Oh,
I
really?
Mean,
no, you can say.
I was from
yeah,
Perfect
yeah,
10.
Yeah. It was called Perfect 10.
That's right. Perfect 10.
And then
yeah.
I was listening at night. You know, the night show. Was that the one where you do your voices?
Oh my god! Hello, it's very good to meet you this morning, Danny. My name is DJ Shortfat.
And how are you, Danny? Simone here.
Oh, yeah, the Simone.
The Simone you remember is the, all yeah. this, right?
Yes,
the Hello, Simone. Everybody. I'm the Honky Tonk Man.
Yes. That's the one. I was listening like when I was like 12 years old.
Wow. Right.
Yeah, I was every night on the radio, you know, beside me, just listening before I sleep.
Wow.
And then one day, Eminem, Real Slim Shady played. Mm. And I was like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
The beat is good. The rap is good, and I know I got really inspired, and then I started doing more.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
So what sort of music do you listen to now that inspires the music you do?
Now, basically, it's like, because I've been listening to so many things in my experience, so right now, it's I can say like it's more open.
Okay.
It's more open, so like when I listen to jazz, I appreciate more genres of music now.
Okay.
And I get like the elements from all those genres, and I get inspired like from like certain sounds or certain you know, nuances. But not one is my favorite.
Right.
Maybe what I'm listening to right now, I'm trying to research more into like pop music and commercial music.
Okay.
Because I'm gonna do my single.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to find that nice balance. Not too bubblegummy,
yeah.
Okay. Also not and also not too underground to make it commercial. Like.
It's interesting because
we'll talk about that when we go on the radio again. Okay, we'll do a traffic update first.
Kiss 92 traffic.
The BKE towards the PIE, a vehicle broken down after Mundai Road exit. ECP towards the city, an accident after Fort Road exit. Congestion is to Still Road South. Avoid lane 3. On the KJE towards the BKE, we have a vehicle broken down. This is after Woodlands Road 2. Please stay within the speed limit. Have everyone buckled up. Be safe as you drive today.
Good morning and welcome back to The Big Show and The Big Show TV. Our guest for this morning is Dharni, spelled D-H-A-R-N-I. For those of you who don't know, Singaporean-born beatboxer and champion. He's also a musician and content creator.
So, I was talking, you're doing this, you said you're going to release a single. You're doing this in Korea.
Yeah.
And it's like been a 20-year journey for you.
I was dilly-dallying, taking my time, you know. And I was like, oh no, it's 20 years has passed, you know. Back then, I wanted to always like, you know, do something like EP and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I was always distracted and I always had like a detours, you know. Like going with the beatbox group and then going the singing with a duo. And then, you know, it just stalled me. But actually, it actually taught me many things. So I learned many things through that journey.
Okay.
And right now, you know, I want to focus more on like, okay, I learned production, so I can produce by myself.
Okay.
Right now, yeah. So, but I want somebody to help me out as well, you know. So I found my friends who has a music label in Korea. And they're really new.
Korea seems to be the place.
Yeah, everybody's going.
Right now, it's the in place to do these things.
Yeah, it's great because they take entertainment very seriously there. So there's like a lot of people, you know, honing their talents and stuff. And there's a huge space to grow there.
Mm.
My beatboxer friends, like one of them is in the label. He's a music producer as well. He's Korean beatbox champion too. So. He will be helping me to produce my single, and he can understand my sound the best because he's a beatboxer.
Yeah.
Okay. But we're not going to do it entirely just beatbox.
Okay.
It's going to be a song.
Okay.
So he does production, electronic music as well and stuff like that. So I'm going to mix it between like, you know, electronic, digital, and you know, analog, like vocal as well. And on top, like, of course, you have your vocal line, your rapping and singing on top of it.
And who's going to be singing? You're going to be singing
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, because you could also have a singer and then you beatbox around the singer, right?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
kind of thing.
So basically, another track I'll be doing featuring. Yeah, but for this single, I want to focus more on my own.
Okay.
Yeah. And then make it like really catchy, you know. I was telling my that guy, is like, hey, you know the song, the Gangnam Style?
Yeah.
We make it better. We make it catchier and, you know, like better.
Wow.
So question, this record gets done in Korea. You're obviously going to launch it in Singapore. Are you going to launch it anywhere else?
Yeah, like we won't do like just online.
It's going to be an online launch.
Yeah. So what I want to do is like first the single, music video, then we go on to the next songs.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. I just need to make sure like it's good. And it's planned properly.
I'm sure it'll be fantastic. In your mind, I mean, do you know how many tracks there are going to be on your album?
No, but I know the feeling, the vibe, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the vibe is there.
All right. We'll definitely have to invite you back on the show when Angel is back.
Yes, for sure.
Because, I mean, she also is really, really crazy about your beatboxing.
Oh.
And, you know, early on we were talking about teaching FD and all that. You do have a YouTube channel where you teach people how to beatbox, don't you?
Yeah, I used to do a lot of that during the COVID times.
Yeah.
And then after, you know, when I moved back here, like, I didn't... I focus more on the short form videos like Instagram and TikTok.
I see.
Yeah.
Don't teach too many people how to beatbox. And then after that, they will all want to come and challenge you. Just like FD. FD is always going out there teaching people how to MC. I'm like, they're taking all my taking my jobs away, you know?
Oh, really?
He gets very angry.
I'm kidding. Share. Sharing is love.
Because I think it's important. If it's a genre that you love, you need to
of course.
Hand out.
Yeah.
You know, it's important.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I'm just joking. You know, I joke most of the time.
I know. Yeah.
I'm not that selfish.
That is true.
Okay, it's 8:18.
Kiss 92 time check.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to have a new, a whole generation of people who you know, are interested in beatboxing.
Yeah, it's
because,
good.
Because if you don't promote it, right, then, you know, it might be one of those things that will just die out eventually.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, very true.
Definitely.
Very true. So you've got the record coming up. I do want to go back a little bit.
Okay.
So you start this beatboxing, you're like 14 years old, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to do this. And you realize that it's a passion and it's going to be somewhat of a career for you.
Mm-hmm.
What did your parents say at that point?
They, of course, were against it and, you know.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Asian parents.
Yeah.
What did they rather you do instead of beatbox? Just get a regular
engineer,
job.
Engineer, doctor,
the lawyer.
Lawyer, you know what I'm saying? So basically, I'm like, no, I want to be a beatbox champion. And then they were like, what is beatbox? You know, back then, nobody knew what beatboxing was. They would call it what, beat bopping or like rapping or stuff like that, you know. And it was funny because that was before YouTube or even Facebook started.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's now how long you've been going, dude.
Okay, never mind. Yeah, so basically, I was, you know, telling my mom and what I want to do, what I wanted to do, and she was against it. I was practicing in the bathroom quite a long time.
Okay.
And my brother was like knocking on the door, like slamming. Hey, get out, I need to use the bathroom. And it was very funny, you know. And I kept annoying my family to the point that we see how much you want it, you can do it, but make sure you know, finish your studies.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, so it's fair deal.
Yeah, so I did it, you know.
Yeah.
I finished my design school. I was in a TP design.
Okay. All right, okay.
So it was still near my field, you know, of like arts and stuff like that.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. So
and now you can put everything together now, right?
I forgot the visual part, but the audio part I still remember because I took sound design and audio stuff.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. So it was good.
That's very cool. Very, very cool.
So you didn't drive your family crazy while you were practicing, right? Because, I mean, it's not like... someone playing the violin at home, trying to practice the violin. That is
I've been there.
Trust me.
That's terrible.
It's annoying.
Really?
Trust me, yeah. So annoying.
Really?
Yes. Because you keep doing the sound and the sound doesn't sound good. And then you keep on repeating it so that it sounds better and better, and it, the process is super long. Yeah.
Did you used to like go into your room, close the door, and
yes,
yeah,
I did. I closed the door. I remember I was listening to an audio clip. It was an MP3 file. It was a guy scratching with his mouth.
Oh.
And I was like, whoa, how do you do that? How did he do that scratch? Like, you cannot see.
Yeah.
And you can hear. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
So what I did, I was like, I shut myself in the room for like 2 hours. And I was just like, I knew something. He was playing with his hands. So I knew something was with the hands. And I was like, And I tried to like, and I did like,
wow. That's scary, man.
I tried it this morning.
That's his scratching. That's Glenn's scratching.
I'm laughing at Donnie to do the scratching. Right? And they were laughing at me.
Okay, do I'm it like, again. Do it again.
I can't do it.
No, just do what you just did. Now you do it.
That was quite close, right?
No. Yours sounded like the, you know, morning car wiping on the windscreen. Wiping the windscreen.
I got to check out his tutorials.
You've got to check out his socials. They really are amazing.
But, you know, I believe in talent. Some people just don't have it.
Yeah.
So, you know, like like for me, I've been trying it, you know, when beatboxing first came about, I'm like, wow, this is interesting, man. And then I'm like, ooh, I can't do it.
Yeah.
You know? But you could imitate the voice and you create characters. It was great.
Yeah, he has a different sort of talent.
Everybody has a special talent.
That's true.
Right?
That is true.
But I do believe that FD has not tapped on his potential.
Oh,
because he's always afraid to do things.
I'm very conservative.
I see.
I'm very, very conservative.
We go off to a basketball event.
I won't throw
the
basketball.
I tell him to try and just, you know, throw the basketball.
I won't do it.
No, he doesn't want to embarrass himself.
I have this innate fear of embarrassing myself.
Oh, I think you are naturally an introvert.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Could be.
Could be.
Because usually introverts, they have a huge... like a blockade.
A barrier.
Yeah, barrier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they want to do it, but they cannot pass that barrier.
Yeah.
So they stay in this zone. It's like, okay, it's fine, you know.
But you were never like that, right? You always wanted to be out there.
I'm an extrovert. So
yeah.
I understand introvert because I have many introvert people around me.
Yeah.
You know,
and they're all these introverts are actually very talented.
Yeah.
You know, and if they have to perform, they'll perform.
Yeah.
But if they don't have to perform
they won't.
They won't.
Yeah.
There's
exactly.
So there's one thing about introverts, like there's an example, a very good example, are esports gamers.
Okay.
So the esports gamers, they are mostly like introvert, but they have a like, crazy talent when they perform, when they play, you know?
Yeah.
But then they like to hang out with extroverts sometimes because it makes them feel like more open. And then it actually like pulls them out of the zone.
Their zone.
But they feel good about it because they don't feel weird, you know? Extroverts have this way to make introverts feel comfortable and not, you know, embarrassing.
Mm, yeah.
So I think, like, but I can understand both sides, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think you can try.
I think this is why he and I work so well together, because he is definitely an extrovert and I'm an introvert.
Yeah.
And we kind of balance each other out, I think.
I thought he was an extrovert when I first started working with him.
He looks like one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm not. I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on here. Steve Aoki, Regard and Maisie, New York, right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. I think Steve Aoki was in town just recently, if I'm not mistaken.
Kiss 92 traffic.
PIE towards Tuas, a vehicle broken down at Adam Road entrance. The BKE towards the PIE, a vehicle broken down after Mandai Road. TPE towards the SLE, a vehicle broken down after Jalan Kayu exit. ECP towards the city, an accident after Fort Road. Congestion is to Still Road, south exit, avoid lane 3. And on the KJE towards the BKE, a vehicle broken down after Woodlands Road exit. Stay within the speed limit, please. Have everyone buckled up. Be safe as you drive today.
Good morning, Singapore, and welcome back to The Big Show and The Big Show TV. Our guest for this morning is superstar beatboxer Donny. Good morning, Donny. Thank you very much for joining us. I don't think you're a morning person, right?
No.
So thank you very much for accepting the invite to be on the show today, okay?
No problem. It's fun. I like to, the morning radio shows.
Yeah.
It's because people are driving and they have to listen to what we say.
Yeah, it's true. They're stuck in the car. They're trapped.
And everybody knows Donny now. I mean, it's not like people didn't know you back then. But, the slightly older crowd who might be, as you said, driving right now, they're going to go like, oh, this is Donny. This is beatboxing.
I think
it's great. It's great to promote beatboxing.
I think it's great to promote local talent. I think that's what's really, really important.
You know, we have a couple of really good singers who are also DJs on KISS 92. I don't know whether you've heard of Joshua Simon.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah. So he does the evening drive. He's currently in Bangkok enjoying himself. He's on holiday. But he, he's such a talent. He's such a talented singer.
Very true.
And songwriter. And we also have Haneri, Daphne Koo.
Oh, I know her.
With us. She travels to Korea and to LA quite often as well. Yeah,
She teaches, coaches Iman Fandi on the vocals, I think.
Right.
Ah, okay.
Right. She's amazing as well. So if they were to get in touch with you and for a collaboration and all that, I mean, would that be possible?
For sure. I want to see how the direction goes of my music or their music. And if it matches, why not?
Right.
The most important thing is the end product.
Yeah. So for example, for our KISS 92 listeners who are ready for some Donny beatboxing right now, if we were to play you, a certain song, for example, let's say if I pick Radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
Oh, okay.
Can you beatbox around that song? Some other song.
Let's play a game. Maybe we can try it, just play a song.
Okay.
And I try to imitate that song.
Okay. Any song.
Any song.
Okay. Okay.
But then the catch is that you guys also will have to try it.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Damn.
Look at that. The introvert is getting scared already.
Okay. Never mind. Okay. Let's do this.
So I mentioned Imagine Dragons by.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Or rather, Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. Okay.
Just the instrumental part.
Okay. Instrumental part.
Okay.
Okay, it goes like. Wait.
Oh.
Okay.
Radioactive, radio.
Something like that.
Woo!
Oh,
wow.
I only heard the background.
Oh my goodness.
Excuse me.
Even when you were kind of getting ready for it and kind of rehearsing that bit, it sounded so good.
That is. You used throat, you used your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh. You can tell where those sounds are coming from.
Yeah.
So, wow, that's all
the vocal offices.
Okay. So I try one more time.
Okay.
So it goes like vocal bass is very important in this track because it was very bass heavy. So I go like, okay. Then go.
Radioactive, radioactive.
Wow, I cannot do right now. It's morning.
Wow, yeah, that's crazy.
You need to warm up your voice as well.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. I need to warm up to go that high.
Yeah.
Radioactive. Yeah, the more I go, the better I get.
Right.
It's almost like you've got a machine in there.
Radioactive. Yeah, better.
Wow. Wait, that's coming from, what, your chest or what? Or it's just it goes all the way down.
I can't even get that low.
Yeah, and then you can do inwards as well.
I can't do that.
Autobots roll out. Good Lord!
They should have gotten you at the latest Transformers launch at Marina Bay Sands.
Yeah, why they don't do this?
Exactly.
Let's come back in a while. I want to ask a question. This has got me going now.
Okay, it's Wednesday, the 31st of May. We are with Donnie. Before I forget, I wanted to ask you, so how did you come up with the name Donnie?
That's my name.
Oh, so that is your name.
That's your name.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
such a good name for what you do, man. It just works.
Yeah.
Just Donnie.
It's not like a stage name or anything.
Yeah,
like
I thought it was Donnie. A stage name. Nice. So, how long would it take someone fresh to get the basics?
Fresh to get the basics? A few days to a week.
And how long would you have to practice a day? How long do you practice every day?
It depends on whether the person has it or not.
Yeah, no,
some people just don't have it.
No,
right?
I'm assuming someone has it, but they want to get the basics. Okay. Say a few weeks. How long do you practice every day?
I used to practice like 4 hours to 8 hours a day during my, the heyday. But now, as and when I want. So maybe like 1 hour, 2 hours a day.
But it's still that commitment. There's still that commitment to daily practice, though.
Not really a commitment, more in like a, like more. It's more like a spontaneous urge.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, I feel like I, when I have an idea, and then the idea snowballs.
Okay.
And then I go into the rabbit hole for like a couple of hours that come up.
Okay.
It's just like a meditative state where you just want to get something right. So.
Well, that's dedication.
It's like listening to your body already now.
Because he's already
trained so hard for so many years.
Yeah.
It's like muscle memory. You stop for a while and then, but it comes back.
Yeah. So like when you were giving me this radioactive song, like, in the beginning, it didn't work out properly, but then it starts to get better, like within the next minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if I were to sit down and I really like do properly for like 1 hour, it would be like really good,
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that is just...
Later when we go back on air one last time,
we'll
do something for Angel, who I think is tuned in right now.
Okay.
So just now we did Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. Maybe we can do Chainsmokers, Closer.
Okay. We do Closer, and then you guys will do Closer too.
We'll try.
Oh, okay. We sure as hell try.
Closer. Okay. Which part? Do you need a certain part of the song, or...?
Maybe the... From the... Like... Before the chorus, the drop, there is like, there he says something, he's singing something. So maybe doing the pre-chorus.
Okay, pre-chorus. Sounds...
Producer!
The last
pre-chorus,
part of the pre-chorus.
Huh?
Like the last part of the pre-chorus to the,
We can start.
We can prepare it now.
We can try and figure out which part he's talking about.
Yeah.
I totally don't know if we are on air or not. I just keep seeing this red.
Oh, yeah.
We are. So throughout, it's either we are on the radio or we are live on Facebook.
Facebook and YouTube, yes.
Yeah, so we've been live.
We're live all the time.
Oh, my God, really?
We're live all the time. Yeah.
But it's okay. It's
you
fun.
You guys tried the TikTok live?
No, we haven't.
Not yet.
We haven't done that yet.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's the next one, yeah.
Some of our other colleagues are doing like Instagram live.
Yeah.
But that's TikTok fine. Live, we haven't done it yet. TikTok maybe we should.
We should, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe we should.
That's brilliant. Okay, so here's another question. What's the most memorable performance for you so far?
Oh.
Because I think you've been gigging quite a bit, right?
I mean,
loads of gigs and all that.
The most memorable, it got to be... Like, in the UK,
I know it's a hard question, man. It's the hardest question.
It was
ever.
Called Shambhala Festival.
Okay.
Yeah, it was funny.
Why?
Why was it so memorable for you?
Because I don't know. Like, I was with a bunch of beatboxers. We all go to perform together, and then we took turns to perform. People loved it. The vibe was were there, like it was just so crazy over there, and I could remember how we all like vibe off with each other with the beatboxing, and we spent like probably four days together.
Like, these were like beatboxers from beatboxers. Around the world, or
no,
just
from
Singapore.
UK. Yeah, I'm just a guy from it. Just move to Europe,
I see. Okay.
I just moved to Europe.
When these competitions happen, how do they happen? You get up.
There was no competition. There was a festival.
No, but when you've won competition, so you get up and you perform. These are not like face-offs.
Yeah, it's a face-off.
It's a face-off.
But there's different stages. So the first stage is usually the elimination round, right, where it's like you perform to the crowd, the judges just judge, score you. And then once you go through the next round, then you start to battle.
Right. That's why it's called. That's why he's the Grand Beatbox Battle Champion.
So it's literally a face-off, and you just keep knocking each other out until there's one left standing.
Yeah, and I won because I was just. It's not from my rhythm or like stuff. Like it was just the ideas that are really new.
Right.
The concept that I put on the table, I like never heard before.
Yeah.
The judges were just shocked. Like, what is this? Never. What is this? Like, you know.
Yeah.
And I set that. I set the.
Benchmark.
Maybe not a benchmark, but I set a narrative.
A
narrative.
Okay.
Right.
To like always step out of the, you know, and do your own original stuff.
Which is amazing because the judges always look for creativity, right?
Yeah.
Anything new that is in line with the whole concept of beatboxing is something of the next level.
Yeah. So I love paying attention to details, and I love to like do. Like, you know, creative. I'm trying to like always think out of the box and find like something that people hasn't done before. So I don't feel I don't feel suffocated with the competition.
Yeah.
I
completely understand that.
Yeah.
You know, so you are someone who loves, you know, to express yourself and to be as creative as possible in your own capacity. It's very hard, let's say, for someone to try and direct you. Right?
Yeah.
It's not possible, right?
But like, you know, as I grow a bit older, I tend to be more open and flexible. Yeah, because I always think like this, the other person have their own perception and maybe it can work, you know? Mm. Let's try it out.
Where do you draw the line though? As in like, no, I can't do this.
When you know it's bad, like, then, you know, you have to just say it before we even start. So
yeah. And of course you got to feel comfortable, right?
Yeah, I have to.
If you feel like, no, this is not me, then
There are some times that I totally, you know, don't want to do, and there are some times it's like maybe I can try give it a shot because it might be interesting.
Yeah.
So I tend to have an open mind to, you know, explore like different creative directions, but in the end of the day, you know, me as a creative would always like to do things my way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
And in the end of the day, it's always going to be like that, yeah.
Do you, when you do this work and you deal with sound,
yeah,
have you ever or do you currently use inspiration from ethnic instruments?
Yeah, yes. Yes, I do. Like the, you know, the erhu?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something like that.
Yeah.
And then I can do the maybe not really the Congo.
Yeah.
What other instruments can you do?
I can do
crazy.
The trumpet.
Oh, okay.
Wow, it's good. It's a kazoo.
It's a kazoo. he's right. It is a kazoo.
Okay, yeah. I'll work on the kazoo. Yeah. I'll perfect my kazoo.
Kazoo. Yeah.
I didn't know that was a kazoo.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I can do many sounds. Like, you know, I can even go to get inspiration from nature.
So okay. Animals.
Yeah.
Crickets.
Yeah. Cricket. No, but like dolphin.
Oh my goodness!
This is ridiculous.
And, oh no! I love the water, water sound. And I love the echo. Hello, 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 hello. Hey, yo, mad. What? What's up?
Let me just tell you, okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have no effects going through
Nothing
our microphones.
Nothing is happening. This is just him.
Okay, we're in the studio, but, you know, everything is neutral here, okay? What you hear is all Dani.
Mike, check. Thank you very much.
You know, I can just imagine growing up, you playing tricks on many people.
Yeah,
like sometimes at you know, maybe at an event or whatever, you know, you kind of like sabotage the sound people.
Yeah. I did it before.
Yeah,
I was like, hello, 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 Mike. Hey, yo, why got the delay, delay? What's that delay? Mad.
You guys are not getting paid today. Okay, let's go on air again. And this is where we'll do that bit for Angel. Here we go. Ed Sheeran with Curtains right here on KISS 92, all the great songs in one place. We are so privileged and honored to have with us today Donnie, who's woken up especially early for us to be on the big show. Donnie, of course, is a Singaporean-born beatboxer champion and, well, Angel's a big fan. Unfortunately, yes. I mean, she's not with us this week, but I'm sure she's tuned in right now. So we were talking about Donnie doing this for Angel. Okay, and what Donnie is going to be doing is he's going to be beatboxing to the Chainsmokers song Closer. Okay, so Donnie, shall we do this?
Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Here we go, folks. Never getting out.
Ain't never getting older. We ain't never getting
something like that.
Wow.
That is just it's out of this world.
It's been great having you on the show today, Donnie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really. Thank you so much.
It's been a revelation. I never knew. I work with my voice. I'm an MC. I work on radio. I work with my voice all the time. I never knew a voice could do this.
Oh, really?
I've heard it, but I've never seen it.
It's true.
You know, and you're always
like
when
in
you
person,
hear it,
right?
Yeah, you hear it, you go, that's studio work. Then you sit here with a raw microphone and watch you do it. It's a revelation. You are amazing.
It's brilliant.
Thank you, man.
You got to come back on the show again, as we said, when your album is ready.
Yes. Yeah.
When are you off to Korea?
I think in 2 weeks.
In two weeks' time.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, wait. We never... you guys haven't tried it yet.
Oh.
Oh, right.
This part. This
yes.
Part. Okay. We'll try it.
Okay.
Okay, now...
Do it again. Do it again so we get some idea.
Just a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
Just the sound. Just the sound.
And then the boots and cats. You do the boots and cats.
Boots and cats. Boots and cats. Boots and cats. Boots
and cats. Yeah, that's great.
Boots and cats. Boots and cats.
Yeah, it's good.
It's hilarious, man.
Okay, before hilarious. People tune out because we are so bad.
No. All tuned back in. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Donnie.
Thanks, man.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate your time. And as I said, when your album is ready, please come back on the show.
Yeah. Yes.
Once definitely, again.
Thank definitely. You so much. Yes, it will be soon. I know, maybe a single. Yeah, the single.
Single's
first.
Enough. Just come back.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We've been talking to Donnie.
The Big Show TV. Weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. on YouTube and Facebook.